Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our series of Shiurim in the Rambam, Hilchos Choyvel Mazik, in the third halacha, third parak in the seventh halacha. This is the fourth shiur. In the previous shiur, we saw the yisod that the when it comes to the isser of losisa, of embarrassing your friend, when it comes to that Aveira, so it's because one is insulting the Tzelem Elokim. It's not this particular person. It's humanity. It's mankind. It's Mitzad HaMevayish. Even though the Mevayish is not Mitzdar, and that's why if you call somebody a nickname, even though it doesn't bother him, you're still over. Because it's Mitzad HaMevayish. Because you're insulting the Tzelem Elokim. And that's why if someone is gives someone a nickname, so he's Yochas V'Shalom, he's Yored L'Gehenna Beino Oyle, because he disrespected so egregiously that Tzelem Elokim. And in the earlier shir we saw the Yisod that when it comes to Aino, so there it's a different word. By Aina, the yisod is as if he causes it to himself. If he brings it upon himself, then Aina is mutter. And therefore, if he insults you, you can insult him back. Or if he's Aina Isa Maisa Amcha, according to, if he's not a Yari Shemaim, according to the Yireim and then Muga Yosef, not a Yari Shemaim, so then he's not, he's bringing it upon himself that he deserves this, he deserves the ona. Akopanim, the ona is mitzad the mevayish, and leisisa is mitzad the mevayish. Because the mevayish is mevayish the tzelem Elokim. So that's the yisod of losisa. That's what we talked about in the previous shir. And with this, now we can approach the Rambam in Hilchos in Hilchos Deis. We had a very interesting Rambam in Hilchos Deos that was the cause of much much confusion in an earlier shir, and that is that the Rambam writes, "Hamachiches chaver etchil leidaber lekashis ad sheyachlimenu." If you're machich your friend, you shouldn't speak harshly until you embarrass him. Don't do that. It says leisisa levchet. Karacham mocham yachol tamachichom panem b'shtanus. No, tamalam lo sisa. Don't make his face change colors. So you see that it's forbidden for a person to embarrass a fellow Jew, and certainly berabim, even if he sinned. It's a big sin. See, he can't make be mevayish your friend. Whether he's a katan or he's a gadol, it doesn't matter. You can't be mevayish your friend. Don't call him a name he's embarrassed of. Then we say, "Bamed varim amurim, b'ran lachaveiro, b'ran lamakom l'sham b'tirei shemayim, in lochazer b'beseisim achlim osa b'rabim." If privately he doesn't help the toichacha you give him, so then you can publicly embarrass him. Vazim mekal him. So you see that the loisisa of biyush is from loisisa, and it's on all biyush. And one even loses his chelik in olam hab if it's berabim. We saw Rashi that it's only berabim but not biyachid. I don't know where Rashi gets that from, because the loisisa of chait is even biyachid. Where does Rashi get dafka berabim? And Yachal Apil Polopino Mishtan and Panav Tam Lomislav Chet Rashi says, Shochenu Berabim Lahalbim Panav. So we want to know what the difference in Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi says it's Tafka Berabim, the Rambam says it's in Biyachit. We want to send him to say, welcome Ben Alachavero, because Ben Alachavero, it says, Tchila, first speak nicely. In Mashma Vaiter, you could speak harshly. He's not Makabal. Then it says, "V'divrei Shemayim." If at the beginning he doesn't listen, then you could be mevazen publicly. So it's the same thing. First do it privately and do it publicly. So we didn't understand the difference between men lachaver and men lamakom. Seems to be the same halacha. And yet the Rambam distinguishes between the two, but we don't know what the distinction is. So now we're going to get to it. So it says, Moreno v'Rabbeinu Zetzal. Umiyatane Rabbe Biyul Divrei Rambam Bilchos Deis Bechiluk Bein Toichocha Bein Adam LaChaver Bein Toichocha LaVeris LaShemayim, that we just saw. Bechiluk between LaMakom and LaChaver and LaMakom. Bever LaShemayim Kol Shalei Chazeh Boidei Toichocha See the Yireim and Tkuf Tzadi Hei. And Bever LaShemayim, if you didn't listen to the Toichocha, Ibeid Es Kvoidoi V'Nasa Avarian V'shuv ein boi kovad ha-briyos shemishum ze osa levayshay. That in an instance where he is not listening to kovad shemadla to the toichacha, where it's binyane shemayim, he loses his dignity and he becomes an avarian. And therefore there's no din of kovad ha-briyos, for which normally you'd be asa to be mevayishim. Because he's mevuyish mitzaratz, he doesn't have his kovad. He lost his dignity. Normally you can't embarrass somebody because you're taking away their dignity. But this guy lost his own dignity by doing these dinim l'nyanei shemayim. By not respecting God. So he loses his dignity. That's when it comes to dinei shemayim. Mashenkin banan l'chaveru lo choshiv kichet klapi shemayim l'nyin ze. So of course every chet banan l'chaveru lo chet banan l'shemayim. But as far as this is concerned, it's not considered a chet klapi shemayim. And for this reason, he omnam lo ibed et kvodo. Avo biyachas lecheit ze atzmai eino pegia b'kovet. But in relationship to this sin, it's not a pegia b'kovet. Omnam lo ibed et kvodo. He didn't lose his kovet. He didn't lose his kovet. When it comes to but if you relate to this sin, it's not a pegiah b'kavod, because in this prat he's pagum anyway. There's no pegiah b'kavod because b'lav hachi he's pagua. B'lav hachi he's pagum, and that's after tochacha. So again, when it comes to ben adam l'makom, he loses his kavod because he lost his dignity. He says no, you can't strip him of his dignity because he stripped it himself. But in Lachavero, he still has his dignity. Because he's still in good standing vis-a-vis Hashem as far as this din is concerned. But not with respect to this particular Avera. And after he was not Makabal the Tochacha, so you can't be poking him with respect to this Avera because he's already Pagum Vaomed, he's already Pagua Vaomed. But before Tochacha, he's not Pagum yet. Before Tochacha, he's still not Pagum. And because of this, even though in the Tochacha there's Askaris Oven and Boshes, whatever needed for Tochacha is Tochacha. And it's not Boshes and there's no Isser. So if you need to be Mochiachim, you need to be Mochiachim. En al mal daber. But more than what's necessary, there's an iser of lo sisa. And that's the Rambam says, Shamo yichiach es chaveiro yitchila, lo yidaber lo yikashas ad sheyachli menu. That if you rebuke your friend, you should not speak to him harshly until you embarrass him. Because before tochacha, there's no pagam. And you're only allowed to say to him what's necessary for the tochacha. And that is in mechayev kashos. And that is in mechayev hachlama. So again, when you're dealing with beran lachavero, you only are allowed to say what's necessary for this for the tochacha. Whatever's tochacha isn't busha, it's tochacha. So you got to say what you got to say. However, afterwards, when he was in Makabal Teichacha, then Shari Lachlima, then Megmen Machlim him. Then man is then you're permitted to embarrass him. But only with respect to this sin. Because with respect to this sin, now he's Pagum. Ve'ein bo kovod zeh. So he's stripped himself of dignity with respect to this particular Avera. And therefore it's not considered Biyush. So when it comes to Benam Lechavera, we have stage one, where you just mochiach him vis-a-vis that sin. That's not, don't do it kashos. Don't do it kashos. Say what you have to say, but do it in a gentle way. That's tchila. That's the Rambam says tchila. And then weiter, after you get past the tchila, if he doesn't listen, you're allowed to speak to him harshly vis-a-vis this Avera. Because vis-a-vis this Avera, he lost his dignity. That's all in with respect to Avera Shibinam Lachavera. Avo Bedivri Shamayim Umnam Kodem Toychocha Ein Boy Kol Pagam Ve'asur Lachlimoy Kishem She'asur Binam Lachavera Avo Kishelo Kibel Hare Ibed Kvodo Legamrei Umutar Bochol Cheruf Uvizayon Uberabim. But B'divrei Shemayim, before Tochacha, he has no pagam and you're not allowed to be machlim him, just like Benan Lechavero. When he wasn't Makabal, he loses his kavod legamre. And now it's permitted all cheruf and bizayin and berabim and beklalos, like the Rambam says. Because now ein bo kavod klal umutter. So now we understand the difference between Benam Lachavero and Benam Lamakom according to the Rambam. Benam Lachavero, first be Mochiach him in a gentle way just about this sin. And then if he's not Makabal, then you can be Mochiach him harshly about this sin. Not publicly, but you can speak to him harshly. And now you get the Divrei Shamayim. Oh, that's a different voice. When it comes to Inyani Shamayim, there we say that first be mochiach him about the sin. And then if he's Achar Tochach and he's not Makabel, now you can go after him Berabim. And now all types of Bizayon, Cheruf, Giduf, Klawless, it's all mother. Because he stripped himself of his dignity. When he's over on Ben Alam Mokom, we say that's it, he lost his dignity, and then therefore you're allowed to go after him even Barab. So when it comes to Ben Alam Chavera, after he was a Makabal Tochacha, you're just allowed to speak to him harshly about this particular Avera. And when it comes to Ben Alam Mokom, you can mamish go after him, even Barab. And that's the chiluk between them. And now for Enfert also, we understand Rashi. Rashi Alatar and Erchin 16b, that Leisisa is going on Malbim Pnei Chaveru B'Rabim. We want to know, where does Rashi get Rabim from? So based on what you said, any Biyush is also Ladas Rashi. But here we're talking about Teichacha B'Tchila. So you're allowed to mention his sin, and you're allowed to embarrass him a little bit, because that's what you're giving him Teichacha. But it's different than after the Teichacha. So what's the difference? The Rambam writes the difference is originally it's don't speak harshly, and afterwards you can speak harshly, which is more of a biyush. And Rashi writes the nafkamina is between Rabim and Beino, that originally, even though you have to be mevayish him, but it doesn't have to be berabim mitzara tochacha. So there's an isser of leisisa. Mashen ken acharkach, b'peron lachaveiroi, Shari Barabin Boisachet. Is an amla chavero with respect to that particular sin? Even a lot of mochichim barabim. And b'divrei shamayim shari kolbo shis barabim, like the Rambam says, machlim and osa barabim. So there's really no machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. Just the Rambam notes the difference between kashus and rakus, between first speak to him softly and then harshly, if he's not makabla tochachim and amla chavero. And Rashi makes use of the difference between, distinguishes between barabim and personally. So after your mochichim, you can now be mochichim, and then yad ben lachaver, you can be mochichim barabim. Aval shelo yidei tochacha v'anitzrach la, pashut shebo atzer b'chol gavne gam l'das Rashi. But if it's not through tochacha, if it's not necessary for the tochacha, then even according to Rashi, it's aser. And in fact, look in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, and Chosan Nevi Gnevis Das. Sif Lamed, who writes the Gavim Mochich, Sheikhichenu B'yachad V'loi B'rabim, U'V'loshin Raka V'loi Kosha. Look at what he writes. He writes, the Mochiach should be Mochiach, privately and not publicly, softly and not harshly. So it's all one din. He brings and puts them together. Don't do it publicly and don't do it harshly. So the Rambam mentions the harsh part, and Rashi mentions the public part. So now we understand Shitas Rashi, where he gets Rabim from. Rabim is after the person's not Makabel Teichacha. According to Rashi, at the beginning, you do it privately. And then if he's not Makabel, you're allowed to do it publicly vis-a-vis the Saveira. According to the Rambam, originally you do it softly, and then you do it harshly vis-a-vis the Savera when it comes to Menam Lamakom. So there's a different distinction there. It's even, you're allowed to do other things as well, not even what's not necessary with the Tochacha. You're allowed to be Makal him, but Medvar Menam Shem Lachavero. Aval Vadevri Shemaim Lo Chazer Bo. And you're mafarsim cheto, macharfin also b'fan, or vazin also. In other words, here it's not just about that particular aveira. Here you're really allowed to go after him if he's not chozer b'tshuva on the menad l'makom. So Rashi and the Rambam are really agreeing. Just Rambam is going with the difference when the person doesn't appear melech aveiro between Kashas and Rako, soft and hard, and the Rashi says Dunstein Yachid and Rabbi. And the Shulchan Aruch and the Tshuva says the Avnei Nezer and Yerodea, Tav Samach Aleph, he asks them in the Mukhi Yosef and the Ramah, that there's only Nisav Anas Tavarim if the person's Yari Shemayim, but if he's not Yari Hashem, he's not included in Ami Secha. And there's no Isser of Anas Tavarim. So if so, like Abi Mitzis Torchacha, it says Ami Secha. There's no Aveir at all. Ain't no Avera b'chlal. V'arei kol mitzvah ha-mitzvah al-over Avera b'mezen ma'iri. The whole mitzvah of v'chiach t'chiach is talking about somebody who's over an Avera b'mezen. And therefore, ain't no Avera b'chlal. He's not included in Ami Secha. What do you mean, Achich Techichas Amisecha? If you're correct, if the Nemuka Yosef and the Ramah are correct, that there's no Isser Benas Varm, if he's not Yarei Hashem, because he's not included in Amisecha, Elson Wishes Amisai, so like Abi Mitzvah Torchach, it also says Amisecha, Achich Techichas Amisecha. So an Over Aver is not included, and the whole Mitzvah is about an Over Aver. So how can you exclude an Over Aver from Amisecha when that's the whole Mitzvah when it comes to Torchach? So that's the kasha of the Avnei Nezer. You can't exclude an over avera from Amisecha because by Tochach you see that's the whole mitzvah. Also look the Maram Shik, Ala Mitzvah Shin Lamites, and the Bris Moshe Ala Smagle Sikul Fein Aleph Ein Sham. He doesn't write like the Namukha Yosef, Ela Klape Oisa Avera. In other words, Klape that aveira, there's no isser of aveina, but not stam to mivazin. But it's not the mashmal. So then, Amukah Yosef and the Ramah, they say there's no nabi yari if a person's yari Hashem. They didn't say any specific aveira in general. There's no isser of aveina. And the kasha from Tochacha that the Avnei Nezer had asked, he said, "There's then there should be no mitzvah of Tochacha because he's not amisecha." He does an Aveira, but that's the whole mitzvah of Tochacha. So that we can answer that if you weren't Mochichem Kol Shelachu, and also he didn't accept upon himself the Tochacha, he's not yet considered an Avarian. And therefore you're Chayav to be Mochichem. Before the Tochacha, he's not considered an Avarian. And therefore, you have to be mochichim, as we saw in the Rambam, that when you start, so when you speak to him softly, he's not an avarnya, you only get to the harsh afterwards. And the svara that we saw that in the Sefer. And say for Bris Moshe, Birkas Moshe, that the Nebuka Yosef was only talking klape that aveira, and not stam to me advising him. So he said that's not the Moshmos that Nebuka Yosef, but that's the Rambam. Kain b'vor b'ramam linyan lo sisa not linyan ona. Linyan lo sisa, as long as you stick to that aveira, and there's no issur of lo sisa if we're talking about benam lechaveiro, and there's no issur of lo sisa if you're speaking harshly about that particular aveira. So, we still have a whole veld to talk about Rabbi Yisai, but we've definitely made advancement, and please stay tuned, and we will see Amir Tz Hashem, one of the philosophy terrorists. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.